Here we go, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Do you like 5.6?
I do. Like, I'm pitching this inflation outcome as good news, but I was watching one news last night and I wasn't sure we were looking at the same number until Jared Kerr came on and righted the ship. So, but look, inflation is still too high, but this quarterly outcome is below expectations, and I think that clears the hurdle for classification as good news. It's moving in the right direction. So yeah, 5.6% annual CPI inflation at the end of September. That's fallen from annual number of 6% at the last read. Quarterly inflation is 1.8%. That is higher than the June quarter, which was 1.1. But let's just put some context here. The RBNZ have been forecasting that outcome to be 2.1. It came in at 1.8. Market consensus was 1.9. It came in at 1.8. And if you look at the annual number, expectations were sort of in the high fives, 5.96%. So 5.6%, well under that. It's the lowest annual inflation we've recorded since September 2021. So that's in 2 years. So generally, inflation is cooling. Now here's the thing, Mike. The next two quarters of inflation are forecast to be below 1%. When you're looking at the annual calculation, you add a number in and you drop a number out. And we're dropping out higher numbers. So the annual number drops courtesy of that statistical feature. Now we break inflation down into tradable and non-tradable, tradable imported, non-tradable domestic. Domestic inflation has been sticky, it's been problematic, still is to a degree. Non-tradable inflation is running at 6.3%. Tradable inflation, 4.7%, so quite a bit lower. So the non-tradable inflation is the tough one to get control of. So just looking at a bit of the detail, food price inflation up 0.9%. Housing-related costs were evident, they were up 1.7%. You've got local council rates, things like that in there, they were up very strongly. That's a pretty hard one for the RBNZ to control. The transport group, where you've got fuel, that was up 7.1%. The RBNZ will, to a degree, look through fuel prices. I mean, the RBNZ had referred to some short-term risks, things like fuel and rates, and we see evidence of that pressure in the number. A downside surprise was the tradable number, but non-tradable was lower than expected as well. I mean, if we look at the core measures, if we look at what we term core measures, CPI excluding food, energy and fuel, that was only up 5.2%, 6.1% previously. We look at what they call the trimmed mean inflation. They were also materially lower. Services inflation fell to 5.6%. You can see the evidence there of easing labour market conditions. Now, I think a November hike from the RBNZ is now off the table. At this stage, and subject to continual review, I think the central bank can rely on hawkish statements to stop the market and consumers from anticipating rate cuts. Look, without a doubt, inflation is still well above the target range, so there's no chance of dovish statements or no chance of cuts until we get that headline level quite a bit lower. But from a mortgage rate point of view, they stay high for now. Mm. We've still got pressure from rising rates overseas, but I think we could start to see New Zealand interest rates decoupling a little bit from that offshore influence. But I think, end of the day, good number.
Interesting. Jordan, by the way, is not going to get there on the first vote in the speaker. That's unfolding as we speak. How about the dairy, eh?
How about the dairy? It's just good news Wednesday. What's happened, Mike? The animal spirits have turned, haven't they? So the bounce back continues in global dairy trade auction outcomes. Four strong results in a row. 2.7. If I look at those four numbers, we had a 2.7. But then the last three have all been over 4%, 4.3% up last night. So all commodities improved in price. The two key commodities, skim milk powder up 4.3, whole milk powder up 4.2. That important whole milk powder, the average price is now back above $3,000 per metric ton. The low on that measure was $2,500 a few auctions ago. Look, we're still well below the prices of early 2022, but it's great news for farm, and it supports that recent increase in the Fonterra forecast farm gate milk price. Remember, they lifted the forecast on that. So, Mike, happy days. Happy days.
We will take it. What are the numbers?
So the earnings season in the US is now in full swing. We'll look at that a little bit more tomorrow morning. The US markets are up. The Dow Jones up 44 points, 34028. The S&P 500 is also up. They're both up just over 0.1%, 4380. And the NASDAQ is just hovering around square, 13,566. FTSE 100 gained 45 points overnight, 7675. The Nikkei gained 381 points. That's a 1.2% gain, 32,040. Shanghai Composite gained 0.3%, 3083. The Aussies yesterday, they were up 0.4%. The closing level on the ASX 200 was 7056. The NZX 50 gained just over 0.25%, 11,214. Kiwi dollar hanging in there at 59 cents, 0.5902. 0.9260 against the Aussie, 0.5576 euro, 0.4838 pounds, Japanese yen 88.39, gold is $1,924, and Brent crude also behaving itself, $89.55.
Take that all day long. Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.